Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to say, you want to share, you want to yell about, bitch about, complain, advice, you want it, you need it, anything. 766-9370. I'll start the first day off with my deal. Posted this up last night on Facebook, which you can see if you go to the Dog and Joe Show page. Titled, Time for Another Exciting Edition of How Low Can You Go? And then I shared a picture of my 2 miles to empty on my main cluster of my truck. Okay, 2 miles to empty. That's what I got it down to. I wanted to get it down to one because I thought, man, that would be funnier. But I got it down to 2 miles to E. So I posted it up. And people start, you know, they talk, they add comments. You can see the comments.
What if you would have just driven up to the gas station and put it in reverse, reverse back down the road, driven up to the gas station until you got down to 1 mile?
Well, because here's the thing. When I got in my truck and started it on 8 miles, it did not start all that well. It went rrr, rrr, rrr.
I was like, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It starts a little rough, but when I get that low, it gets a little shaky. You can feel it wanting its fuel.
That's a big truck, too, dude. That's, I imagine it takes a little bit of fuel to start that thing.
I did not want to run it all the way out, so I took the picture on, too, and I posted it up. And then all these different people, you know, they're saying stuff like this. I hope that was taken at the gas station. One person said, I would expect that out of Joe, but you, dog? I wouldn't expect that out of you. Well, here's the thing.
What sort of a thing is that supposed to mean?
Well, because you're always running on fumes. That's what that means. That's a figurative term for you.
You're going to expect something like that out of me. You're going to expect that thing to be on E. I mean, I have literally run my vehicle out of gas more times than I can tell you.
Joe's car would say negative E. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yep. You owe me money.
Yep.
So they were saying stuff like that. I'm like, here's the thing, though. I hate going to the gas station and the truck meter, the gauge on it, it's always been accurate. I hate going, so I'm going to use every drop I can because I don't like to waste stuff, and I hate going to the gas station, so I stretch it as long as I can.
So much so that he will actually not fill the vehicle completely full because it gets better gas mileage when it doesn't have a full tank. Didn't you tell me that?
Yeah, yeah, I like to believe that because there's less weight. Yes. Someone else said, wow, 212,000 miles, you know, because you can see my mileage on there. And then one lady says, oh, don't do that. You'll damage your fuel filter. I mean, your fuel pump. No, you're not. You're not going to damage your fuel pump. You're not. It's never, ever happened.
Did the light come on?
What light?
Do you have a little light in your on your gas gauge there that says when
no,
you're
I don't have a light.
Empty?
Mine just kicks on. It goes beep. And then it'll say 50 miles, and then it starts counting down from 50, and I have to hit the reset button to get the accurate countdown every, like, 10 or 20 miles.
They say when that little light comes on your fuel gauge, like the, I don't know if you, the diesel
warning indicator
doesn't have it. Yeah, like a little orange light or whatever.
Yeah.
When that comes on the Xterra, they say, or any other vehicle like that, that it will damage your fuel pump, because then the fuel pump is now sitting, from what I was told, outside of the gasoline. The gas is not covering it, and it gets warm.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to discuss today, is myths, urban legends, and wives' tales.
Oh, that's got to be true. A lot of people say that.
All the stuff people have told you, all the stuff you think you can and can't do, not just about cars, but just about life in general. All this stuff. Oh, if you do that, it's going to damage this. Oh, if you do that, you'll have hair on your palms. All that kind of stuff. 766-9370, because it's absolutely, positively not true. And then the other people.
Is that right?
It's
what do you mean? How do you know that?
It's not going to damage the fuel pump.
Everyone says that.
Yeah, they say that because they're wrong and because their dad told them that. And because here's how it started. These are why you call it a wives' tale, you see. And again, this truck has 212,000. My Mustang's got like 190. I've had multiple cars. I always run the tank down. I've had cars where I've run them out of gas. I have yet in my life, 46 years of life, have never replaced a fuel pump, ever. And it's never happened. People say, oh my God, the gas is actually supposed to keep the fuel pump cold. So if the fuel pump gets hot, you're going to burn it out.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Shut up.
No truth to that.
Absolutely no truth to that. Can you imagine car manufacturers? You think that's the service money they want to make? Someone bringing their car? You think they want to replace fuel pumps all day? No.
You got to take the gasoline tank off of it to get to the fuel pump, don't you?
On almost every.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, no.
Nobody's going to do that. And in a day and age where we have all this technology and accurate readings of mileage and miles per gallon, and we have signs that say next gas, there is no possible way that people would allow this. Once that got out, that these fuel pumps would damage if you ran them. Has it happened to other people in older cars? Sure, probably. But it wasn't because you ran it low. It was because the fuel pump stopped pumping. It was mechanically dead or faulted to begin with.
It had nothing to do with the level of gasoline in the tank.
Absolutely not.
I have always heard that from everyone.
And that's the stuff we're talking about. 766-9370. What was the other thing you just mentioned?
About the fuel pump?
No. You said something else. You'd always heard that, and you said something I wanted to go back to. It escapes me now.
Well, if it had to do with driving, the only thing I can think of right now offhand was that fuel pump thing.
Gosh damn it, I can't remember what you said I wanted to come back to. But anyway, 766-9370. Those are the things I want to talk about. All the wives' tale. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. This is how it started with the wives, and this is why it's a wives' tale. The reason some old codger came up with, oh, you'll burn that fuel pump out if you let it go too low, is because his wife, and I don't know if this was in the 30s or the 40s, I don't know if it was in the 60s, but his wife.
I would say get ready for this.
Yeah, his wife would constantly run the car too low or the truck too low, and he got sick and tired of having to drive from the farm into town with 2 gallons of gas to give her a little shot of nitro to get her back home. He got tired of doing that because the wife would say, oh, I'm sorry, Henry, I forgot to look at the gauge. I got busy at my grocery shopping and my bridge game, and me and the ladies got a little too cackly, and I forgot to look. God damn it, Martha, I told you, you'll burn that fuel pump out. He made that up so she would go.
Oh, for crying out
this
loud.
This is a wives' tale, and this is how they started. He started that, and he told Martha she would burn the fuel pump out, and he probably also said, Martha, I know the car only costs $1,200, but those fuel pumps are $9,000. Do you want them to foreclose on the farm because you run the car? All he was trying to do is make his wife more responsible so he didn't have to keep going into town giving her splashes of gas when she ran out. That's where that originates.
Then word of mouth passes. Martha tells Susan, and Susan tells Sarah, and Sarah tells
Hank, you know, down the road, like, God damn it, Henry, Bertha, you won't believe this. Every time she goes to town, she runs out of gas. Henry says, well, what you got to do, Bert, or whatever his name was, what you have to do is what I did. Tell her she'll blow the fuel pump out. And then word spreads. And then year after year after year, they pass it down to their kids, and everyone says that the fuel pump's going to burn out, and people start believing it.
Well, I would go along with that, but I'm no one's wife. That tale was told to me.
Well, yeah, your dad told you that, I'm sure. Yeah. Or someone. Yeah, someone had to have told you that.
My father, every friend I have. You're the only, you're actually, the funny thing about this wife's tale is you're the only person who said it's false or inaccurate.
It's absolutely inaccurate. It's not going to get hot. It's not going to burn out.
It seems legitimate, though, doesn't it?
If it burns out, it's because it's a faulty fuel pump to begin with. And we've been pumping things from fuel tanks and out of the ground. Pumping is a very simple process. It doesn't take a lot of work, and we've been pumping stuff, all kinds of thicknesses and viscosities, for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, so. I received a couple phone calls, and you're wrong, apparently, according to our listeners.
Yeah, because they've said this. Why, Dana?
Because some of the fuel pumps are mounted inside the tank, and some are not. And so the ones they're saying that are in the tank, they do need the gas to cool it.
They don't. They do not. See, and that's the wives' tale. They believe this, but I'm here to tell... Every car I've ever had, this car has 212,000 miles on it. My Mustang almost has 200.
Yeah, but legitimately,
no fuel
though,
pumps.
How long do you leave it run? Because when you think about it, it's only exposed, they say, according to this wives' tale, when that light comes on.
Well,
or when your indicator, you're 50 miles on your vehicle.
Most people say you're getting down to the dicey area. You're dancing with the devil at a quarter tank.
Yeah.
Anything below a quarter tank, your fuel pump starts heating up because the gasoline isn't keeping it cool. Shut up. It's fake. You know what's going on? You're driving Dodges, you're driving Chevys, you're driving...
There's no way that all these men in the world could concoct this.
It does not happen. It's a faulty fuel pump. You can run it to the... You can suck dirt off the ground below your truck. If the fuel pump's working, the fuel pump's working. Is it good for it? Does it strain it a little bit more? Possibly. Possibly. But it's not going to get hot and overheat and then blow up. If it is, it's a faulty fuel pump.
You know what I just remembered? Of the two of us here, I've had to replace a fuel pump.
Yeah.
On that old Chevy Blazer I had.
Okay, what did I just say? If you drive a Chevy or a Dodge or an inferior vehicle, there you go.
That was actually something that happened. But in that vehicle, my gas gauge was broken.
Uh-huh.
So I constantly ran that baby out of gas. I probably ran it out of gas 35 times.
Yeah, yeah. You know? You ran it out of gas.
Yeah, completely out of gas.
Yeah, so you're trying to pump oil from the ground.
So there may be something to running it out of gas.
Yeah, running it out, but running it low? No. Hmm. Absolutely no truth to it whatsoever. I want to talk about other wives' tales, other urban legends, other folklore. 766-9370, and I don't
want a bunch of these.
I don't want to focus just on cars, but here's another one. And you still see it in this day and age. Long after Craigan closed its doors, long after the 80s went away, long after the net tailgates were gone, people still to this day drive around with their tailgate down because they think they're conserving fuel. That's another one.
Oh, yeah. Cut down on wind.
Yeah.
Go right through.
Put the tailgate up. There's millions and millions of studies. The dam, those guys that slept together, the Mythbusters, those guys, they did a myth on it.
That's because the tent was small. That's the only reason. They were out and the tent was small. They had one tent. That's why they slept together.
Oh, that wasn't a study they were conducting?
No, nope, not at all.
What were their names?
Adam and Jamie.
Yeah. Hey.
You. I forgot their name.
Hey, we're running out of show content. Adam, Jamie, hey,
no.
Why don't you guys go sleep in the woods in a tent together, no. And let's see how long it takes for you guys to get seductive.
I don't like it when you do that to
them. The myth is, can two men live together for over 60 days before they have an attraction to one another?
Stupid.
Didn't they do that on an episode?
God. No, gosh, no.
Yeah, you see the tent, you know, it's like...
God.
766-93-7.
You know, the kids on that show have now gone on and they're doing it's something else like Mythbusters.
Have yeah, it's on it? Netflix. It's terrible.
So, like the young kids, like the cute little red haired girl and the other young boy and the Asian guy that's a real smart
Grant,
one.
Grant, Tori, and I can't remember
oh,
the
Jesus
third
Christ, Data is a Mythbuster fan.
Watched a little bit of Mythbusters.
It's a good show, dude, but they've now continued on the path of Mythbusting.
Yeah. The
it's
only thing that made Mythbusters good was Adam Savage.
I agree.
And so Adam and what was the other guy's name?
Jamie.
So are they off like now? Like did they elope? Is that why the show continued without them or whatever?
I think they legitimately did. You remember when we used to tease around saying that they were in love or whatever? But legitimately, I don't think they liked each other. And
yeah.
I think battling and fighting between the two.
No,
of them.
I was being. I'm not kidding. I thought that they had like a torrid love affair.
You're an idiot.
I'm not even kidding. They didn't.
No, I think they really do hate each other.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason they broke up.
Well, they say hate sex is some of the best.
Well, it is, but I don't think that that's the point here.
After the first or second time of hate sex, then it's just hate.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would hate to see those two hate sexing each other.
It kind of went the way of that dad and son that built them motorcycles. Like, they got so angry and fought so much.
American Chopper.
They got sick of making money and said, the heck with it.
Justin, good morning. Welcome. Wives tale, folklore, or urban legend? What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, bro.
First off, I want to say I agree with Dog. I've never replaced a fuel pump in my life, and I've ran out of gas 100 times in 100 different cars.
Yeah.
And so I believe that one. Another one is driving down the road at night when I was a kid. My parents used to tell me it was illegal to turn the light on inside the car.
Yeah. And, yeah, your interior light, you mean.
Yeah, the interior light. And I've learned recently that it's absolutely not illegal, and it's just they didn't want to
see there's another one.
They wanted to scare me.
There's another one of those urban legend or wife tales. Don't turn it on, you'll get a ticket because it distracts
absolutely.
The other drivers at nighttime. Why in God's green earth would they put map lights or any interior lighting inside a car? I mean, you're not going to use it in the daytime.
And then make it illegal to turn on.
Yeah. It's just absolutely ridiculous. That is a good one.
I've never heard that one before, but that's funny.
See, and that's the thing. I don't want to just...
I believed it forever. So I got scared I'd see cops and turn them off, even when I was an adult.
Yeah. your mom and dad, you drive by like you're driving up or down 99, you see some guy out with just getting clubbed by the cops. Your dad goes, you know what he did? He left his interior light on.
You find out at like 4, you're like, damn it, Dad. I have been the butt of everyone's joke all the way growing. Every time me and the boys are riding in the car and someone's passing, I turn the interior light off.
Oh, my God. Look at that guy with all the tattoos on his forehead. He's a three striker. I wonder what he did. Left his interior light on 19 times. Appreciate it. Let's go to Frank. Frank, what's going on?
You know, the old myth that if you pump gas and you're talking on the cell phone, you can blow yourself up.
Yeah.
I remember watching on Mythbusters, they tried that like several times and you didn't blow yourself up.
Yeah, yeah, that was the big thing. Oh my God, there's some sort of reaction, or there could be a spark.
Yeah.
And if you're at the pump, my God, you'll blow up you and your car. You'll blow up the whole damn Shell station. You'll blow a hole in the earth, you know, the size of the Grand Canyon if you use your cell phone. And I think I did see the episode of Mythbusters where they did that exact one. And I think they threw the phone and the gas and they did the whole thing. Nothing ever combusted.
Did you see the one where they had, where they would tell you to touch a piece of metal? Before that you same idea, electric static electricity shock before
you get
gas. Discharge
yourself, basically.
So you walk up to the pump and you touch something metal on something.
Oh, and you would blow up.
No, before you get it. So you would discharge your static that way.
Okay, you wanted to get rid of the electricity before you grab the handle.
So you're not.
That is made of rubber.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your finger's not going to touch the handle bottom and shoot electric sparks into your gas tank.
766-9370. Think of some other good ones. Stuff that people have told you. Oh, my God. This will happen if you do this or do what. We'll come back after Steve Miller.